All right, and I'd like to welcome our final speaker up to the microphone. Today we have Beatriz Tapia. And Beatriz is a senior lecturer for the Department of Family and Community Medicine at the University of Texas Health Science Center, San Antonio. Dr. Tapia received her MD at the Autonomous University of Puebla in Mexico and her MPH from Johns Hopkins University School of Public Health. She teaches and coordinates the Environmental Medicine Border Health Elective for the South Texas Environmental Education and Research Program, the STEER program once again, at Harlingen. Very good. She is also a lead senior researcher to the Hispanic Autism Research Center. So welcome, Dr. Tapia.
Good afternoon, everyone. I realize that I'm the last speaker, and I'm between going to the Giants Parade and our keynote. So it's very hard. But thank you so much for the environmental section to perceive that environmental health training is important. So my talk today will be about environmental health training at the border, ensuring that physicians and public health professionals are prepared to integrate environmental health into their practice. I just want to recognize my colleagues that also work with the STEER program, and as you can see, most of them have masters in public health, but are from a diverse background. So, and I'll go ahead and say that I have no relationships to disclose. I wish I had, for funding purposes. Anyway, so I'll talk about STEER, in short, South Texas Environmental Education and Research Program. I really like this picture because it depicts the quality of students that come to our program. So from right to left, you could see Marcel Elizondo. He's a master's in public health student coming from the School of Public Health, Texas A&M. Jennifer Wilson, a medical student, a fourth-year medical student, now a resident from Michigan State. Elizabeth Iglesias and Christina Valenzuela, both CDC HSHPS fellows. HSHPS stands for Hispanic Serving Health Profession Schools. I'll talk about that in a little bit. Danielle Rivas, medical student, a fourth-year medical student from our school, University of Texas Health Science Center. He's actually in a primary care residency in Seattle, Washington. And last but not least, Virginia Black. She was coming through a dual degree at MSN and PhD program from Ohio State. So in short, it's a quick snapshot of the diversity of students that come to the STEER program. So what is STEER? Well, STEER is a program that offers the only four-week course in the nation that teaches students about the importance of the environment and public health concerns that affect residents of South Texas and Texas-Mexico border as a whole. The STEER program really invites students to step outside a treatment-based paradigm, being that we're health professionals, we're always, you know, just the individual, not the community. So, and to, you know, step into a preventive one, truly trying to reunite medicine and public health, because it seems like we work in silos. So what is our mission statement? So our mission is to engage, educate, and empower current and future health professionals by providing a compelling community-based educational experience that connects the environment, public health, and medicine. And just going back to our previous presenter, there was a question in terms of how physicians are educated. Well, physicians are not educated very much in environmental health. In looking to the Institute of Medicine, actually we have less than 6 hours of public health environmental health training. So I don't know if that answers a question that was given before. In terms of our vision is to foster health professionals to really create and sustain a healthy and resilient community through the recognition, reduction, and or elimination of environmental and public health threats that exist. So when students come to the STEER program, they're able to take their learnings to wherever they practice. So where are we located? So as mentioned before, I'm coming from the University of Texas Health Science Center, San Antonio, but that is our administrative office. We actually have two satellite campuses, one in Laredo, Texas. That is where STEER started. STEER is the brainchild of Dr. Claudia Miller. Dr. Miller is, by training, was first an industrial hygienist and then went to medical school. So she really truly recognizes the public health concerns. And when she was in medical school, she realized, you know, Well, there seems to be a disconnect. So in doing so, she created Steer. So Steer started in 1996, and because of its success, we began the sister program in Harlingen, Texas. So in terms of just giving you a perspective, Laredo is 2.5 hours from San Antonio, and Harlingen is 4.5 hours from our main campus. So this gives an opportunity for our students to really know faculty from both, you know, from all three sites. Well, SEER is an established program that has brought definitely the reality of South Texas-Mexico border to over 700 full-time students, 100 part-time students, and many, many other health professionals, allied health professionals. You know, many of our students are coming from Tier 1 schools. So the question is, what type of students are attending? And I am proud to say that many of our students are medical students, so 30% are medical students, so in hope of closing that gap. Second, we have master's in public health students. And third, we have physician assistants assisting, physician assistants coming to our program, mostly from our health science center. And the 12% that you see there is part of our MD, MPH students. The majority are coming from the Health Science Center, which is really important, and we hope that that number will grow as we continue on. And then we also have other medical residents and dental residents come to our program. So what is being taught in the SEER program? Well, our course is divided up into modules and in this long, 1 month long elective. And we really focus on health concerns, including indoor and outdoor air quality. We talk about potable water, especially for the region's poorest residents, being that the Rio Grande River is our only drinking source and was once called the most polluted river in the nation. That has not changed. We have hands-on sampling and testing of river water. We also talk about the environmental exposure history that I think all three of our past speakers have mentioned. And we also have a segment of vector-borne diseases such as dengue fever. For those of you that do not know South Texas, dengue is endemic to our region. So thinking about developing diseases, well, that still exists on the border. Since pictures say more than 100 words, I am going to take you by the hand a little bit in terms of what our students are exposed to. So in the first picture, you are seeing students obtaining an environmental history from a patient in a dialysis unit. So let's say in a day, a student would go into the classroom for 1 to 2 hours, have the theory, we would do the hands-on approach, go to the clinic, do an environmental exposure history, and then we would do a case presentation in the afternoon. And then maybe the following day, we would actually go to the river and do some hands-on sampling and testing on, of the water from the Rio Grande River, not only in facilitating that hands-on approach, but really helping TCEQ, the Texas Environmental Quality, to do the monitoring, the true monitoring that is being done in the river. So we actually have that community-based approach helping. This is another perspective. This is the Rio Quality testing in Laredo. And we also talk about other effects of our environment. We talk about the border wall, being that we are on the border, and the impact that it has on our environment. So here we are at the Santana Refuge, and we have in this picture Ernesto Reyes, which you're only seeing his back, but he is a youth fish and wildlife inspector, and he talks about the wall and how it has changed the patterns of migration of endangered species. So we also talk about tuberculosis and the binational treatment and prevention programs, because being that we are on the border, our community is very permeable. So we have people that work on the Mexican side and live on the U.S. side and vice versa, or that are just traveling back and forth. So in exposing our students to these unique partnerships, we also let them know that the environment doesn't have a border. So we also talk about heavy metals and pesticides unique to the border. We talk about environmental factors affecting diet and nutrition, obesity and diabetes. In a recent report in South Texas, the city of McAllen was named number one to be obese. nationwide. And that really reflects the environment in southern Texas, but also in northern Mexico. Mexico, as you well know, is number one in obesity. So these patterns, these environmental patterns, are recognized by this year program, and we talk about them as well. Students are exposed to herbal medicine and the folk health belief system, also known as curanderismo, sometimes the only source of treatment for those that are uninsured. So it's really important to recognize the common practices that are done within the Hispanic population. Life in the colonias, a colonia, for those of you who don't know what it is, in Spanish it really translates as a neighborhood, but how it is interpreted in the States is an unincorporated settlement that lacks at least one basic need, which could be potable water, it could be paved roads, it could be sewage, and just safe standard housing. So we take our students into the colonia so they could learn about the challenges, really developing world challenges here in the United States. We talk about the access to medical care, cultural differences, and health practices in neighboring Mexico, because this is very relevant for South Texas, but also because of a culture, you take that wherever you go. So this is relevant for those that come to SEER and go and practice somewhere else. Also, I did not mention this, but it is important to highlight that 90% of South Texas is Hispanic. So this is another example of a day out in the field with a hands-on approach. Here we are with Val Michael Leos. He is at EPA Regional 6 Project Manager. We have taken here students to a Supervent site remediation area in Donna, Texas. And Donna, Texas, the reservoir actually was found to have PCBs in the fish. So here students are learning about PCBs and the remediation process with fish fillings. I talked about the challenges in the colonias. This picture demonstrates the drinking water delivery system in the colonias, where people really just go and this is their source of drinking water and overall water usage. So you can imagine the challenges. This is a very common picture in the colonia. This is a common wastewater disposal in the colonias. You can see the outhouse in the back. And usually colonias are established in dry lake beds, so even a little bit of water could make a huge impact on the health of residents in the colonias. And this is still very common in South Texas. In this picture, we are doing an environmental health call. We actually have gone to a colonia, Green Valley Farms, and in this picture we have Dr. Michelle Zieger. She actually came as a STEER student and went on to get a pediatric environmental health fellowship. But here she is talking to Mrs. Castro. Mrs. Castro has two children that suffer from asthma, and in doing the environmental health call, we were going through the asthma triggers that she could easily mitigate. And so students are learning firsthand, but also are assisting the community, so in educating colonial residents. Curanderismo, our students go and visit a curandero and they learn about the evil eye and susto, fright, that are very, very common practices and people still continue to go to seek cure for these diseases, if you will. We also go to the Texas Department of State Health Services. Many of our students do not know what a health department does, and when they go into residency, they still do not know. So it's very important to expose our students to what is being done and why it is important to contact your health department. So through its distinctive settings of the U.S.-Mexico border, our program really emphasizes in the hands-on in vivo presentations that really provide a learning encounter that cannot be found in any textbook or duplicated in the classroom. We have been very fortunate to receive several awards for the excellence in environmental education. And really we're trying to define ourselves in filling that void and, you know, truly the added value of environmental health in education. So the border communities experience a high prevalence of acute and chronic disease compared to the national average. So if you think about where our program is located, it is a human lab The highest minority in the United States is Hispanic, so if we know how to do community-based participatory research programs, then these could be easily replicated as a whole. So we really emphasize on prevention, which is the cost-effective for addressing the widespread chronic health problems that exist, and truly steer with the unique blend of service, learning, and research. We serve the needs of border residents, emphasizing prevention, because that doesn't cost a lot, and while providing a compelling education experience for hopefully tomorrow's healthcare professionals. So here we have one of our medical students really trying to learn firsthand the challenges of Colonia resident children. This is another picture of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Santana Refuge in Alamo, Texas. And the next picture is students are learning about the anatomy of a landfill. Some of our students have never thought about the impact of public health and what if a landfill is not working. So it's important. It's important for them to learn about this. SEER has also served as a key component for the first four-year MD-MPH program in Texas, housed at our university. So our hope is in training future physicians so they can truly understand the importance of public health and prevention. So in order to do this, every summer, rising second-year medical students and MPH students participate in our program and learn about border public health. So it's very unique because our students do receive dual credit from the School of Medicine and the School of Public Health. This was very challenging at first. And our MDAPH program started in 2008. Here, this is another visit that we do. We go to the zoo, and many people would think, why would you want to go to a zoo, besides it being fun? Dr. DeMar, the director of veterinary medicine for the Gladys Porter Zoo, actually talks about zoonosis and how zoos serve as sentinels for infectious disease. If you think about West Nile, they were actually sought out by a veterinarian. And learning about that as well. And we also have other interesting programs available through the SEER program sponsored by the Hispanic Serving Health Profession Schools, and these are border health traineeships. So since 2005, through HSHPS, we have been awarded 4 trainees, 15 interns, and 7 fellows. And the differences between the trainees, interns, and fellows is the time spent with the program. They all do the 4-week elective with us. And trainees have actually successfully completed projects that improve the health of South Texas residents. Our last trainings, one of them, Monica Rizzo, coming from the University of South Florida, she actually assisted in the development of an autism health education material and also did a needs assessment for Cameron County parents that have children with autism. So the hope of our program is truly after graduation, having them return to South Texas or work in underserved Hispanic communities. So here are past summer interns, trainees. Carlos Ramos was coming from the School of Medicine in from Puerto Rico, and Monica Rousseau coming from the University of South Florida. And here they're teaching high school students about the hazards and health effects of lead and other heavy metals, and really putting that public health plug into, you know, early. This is part of Monica's research. She was doing a focus group with promotoras. Promotoras are lay healthcare workers. And we were asking about autism and their perception of autism in the sense to promote the autism health brochure to develop it. And this was done in a colonia. This is another one of our trainees, Erica Pepper. She came back and is working in Texas, originally from Alabama. And in this picture, you will find our regional dean, Pat Bortoni, now retired, and my colleague, Dr. Noe Garza. But not all is nice and shiny and perfect. So we do have much limitations in terms of our program. We have been funded on soft money for 17 years now through the Social Program Initiative. We were cut 2 years ago, like everybody else was cut. So our rotations have decreased. We used to have 8 rotations in the Laredo program, and now has been cut down to 5. And now in Harlingen, we used to have 5. We're now down to 3. The other limitation is we're only considered a core credit for our MD and PH students, and they could take it as an environmental health core credit, or it could serve as their MPH practicum. Other medical students can take this as an elective. It's not a core requirement for them. And an interesting limitation is student attendance. It's truly limited by van seating. We really can't take a lot of students to visit public health departments or go to an environmental health call because it does. It would be challenging trying to fit in 20 to 30 people classroom size, and it will take away from the actual learning of the program. Something else that I did not mention was that 95% of our faculty is volunteer faculty. So there's no cost there. And many of them are coming from state, federal, community entities where they do have to do some community service, so some teaching. So they're always happy to bring in students, and they're very passionate people. So with that, there's a couple of participants have said many things after attending STEER, and they actually are ambassadors to our program. So like Carlos Ramos, who you saw coming from Puerto Rico, we just had a rotation in October. 3 other students came from Puerto Rico to do our rotation as well. And then the other 2 students that we had in our October rotation were encouraged by the health director, who was a former STEER student. And so with that, I don't know if you have any questions in terms of the STEER program. It is at no cost for students that come. Students only have to pay for their housing, and through the Hispanic Serving Health Preventive Schools, they could get a paid internship to attend our program. So, thank you.